Getting out and about. Chris Haswell looks at the difficulties and sources of help for people going to events. When you become disabled or you are a companion to someone who has disabilities, you will notice how exclusive the world is. Physical and/or sensory barriers are everywhere and can make planning an outing challenging. A lot of people face this, with 1 in 4 having a disability that needs to be accommodated, according to the Office for National Statistics. This article aims to help you find places to go and feel comfortable. An important message is to give feedback, both to venues themselves and on the websites mentioned here, to help others. Becoming disabled shouldn't result in you missing out. With some planning and support, you should still be able to get out and about. Catherine Grinier, consultant and director at Attendable, a business she created to arrange accessible events, says, "Venue accessibility is about far more than just installing a wheelchair ramp. It's about creating welcoming, inclusive spaces where everyone, regardless of age, mobility, or sensory needs, can participate fully and with dignity. Accessibility means that, by design, products, environments, services, and content can be used and understood by the widest possible audience. Local councils have a duty to make things relatively easy to access, such as making mobility scooters and wheelchairs available at shopping centers. But not all disabilities are visible, so less obvious adaptations may need to be made." Grinier adds, "In the UK, the Equality Act requires all venues to make reasonable adjustments to ensure their premises are accessible to disabled people. But accessibility shouldn't stop at legal compliance. It should be part of a venue's ethos and embedded into every aspect of how it operates. So how do you know if somewhere is suitable? Have you ever made plans to go to the cinema or go to a local event and found it isn't accessible physically, for example, by a wheelchair, or that performances haven't been adapted for those needing a calm, relaxed setting? Here are some tips on what to look for. Cinemas. In many modern cinema chains, wheelchair users have designated spaces and companions can sit nearby. Audio description is available and subtitles are provided for the hearing impaired. Assistance dogs are welcome. The cinemas generally also offer sensory-friendly screenings for neurodiverse audiences. Some of these are specifically dementia-friendly. A SEA card is generally accepted to ensure disabled guests receive necessary adjustments. The card, developed by the UK Cinema Association, aims to ensure that people with disabilities and their companions can get all the help possible, a free seat for the person assisting, for example. If this might help you or someone you know, contact them for eligibility and details. Telephone 0124 526 016. Text phone 18001 01244 526 016. Email info@ccard.co.uk. Website www.ccard.co.uk. Theatres. Depending on where you live, theatres can be harder to access as they are generally older buildings that are more difficult to adapt. But once again, there is a card available that opens the door to special help. London West End theatres have an access scheme offering discounted tickets and special seating for disabled people and their companions, ensuring a comfortable theatre experience. To book access tickets, customers should register on the theatre's website or call the box office, but ensure you have proof of disability ready to speed up the booking process. London theatres also offer wheelchair spaces, assistance for dogs, and sign language interpretation. Outside the capital, theatres may have bespoke schemes or use a ticket outlet. Despite theatres putting in place accommodations, a 2021 report on theatre access by Vocal Eyes states, "The onus should not be on disabled people. If we are to live up to the values enshrined in the Equality Act, it should be the urgent collective duty of everyone working in the arts and creative industries to take ownership of embedding and enforcing the social justice that it represents." It adds, "Theatre organisations' duty is anticipatory. They cannot wait until a disabled person wants to use the service, but must think in advance, and on an ongoing basis, about what disabled people with a range of access requirements might need. However, frequently, it still falls to disabled people and their organizations to proactively ensure that access is available, identify gaps and problems, and suggest solutions to these in order to experience theater. Performances made accessible are often only for a small number of shows in a long run, which limits attendance. Here are some theaters that the website AccessAble says have good accessibility. Unicorn Theatre, London. Barbican Theatre, London. Birmingham Hippodrome. Bristol Hippodrome. The Lyceum Theatre, London. Mayflower, Southampton. Royal Exchange Theatre, Manchester. The website has produced a detailed accessibility guide for more than 250 theatres at www.accessible.co.uk. Where to get support? The AccessAble website, www.accessible.co.uk, covers the UK. Search by postcode and the nature of the place you want to go. The results have been checked by trained surveyors and the user community. The site has symbols representing different needs, which can be used as a search feature. You can set up an account to make things easier. It is very comprehensive. Ewan's Guide, www.ewansguide.com, is a small charity working to make it easier, safer, and more rewarding for disabled people, their friends, families, and carers to find and visit accessible places. The website is easy to use, but it relies on user reviews, which can be hit and miss. There are many ways to get involved by submitting reviews of places and getting involved in Ewan's Access Survey. The Sociability app, www.sociability.app, has a mission to change the way the world thinks about accessibility to make it more sociable for all. It has maps and information about venues, and also relies on user reviews. However, the emphasis is on its role as a social group, with days to go out and review places together. Help around the UK. Some sporting facilities and concert venues have card schemes. These cards are mainly free, but some charge an annual fee. Registering with Nimbus Disability, www.nimbusdisability.com, allows you to use its access card across many venues and facilities, not just theatres. A cross-border Irish initiative, the JAM, Just a Minute, card and phone app, indicates discreetly that the holder needs time communicating. The Northern Ireland Tourism Board is among the promoters urging businesses to use the JAM sticker to show they have had inclusivity training in hidden disabilities. Visit www.jamcard.org or email hello@jamcard.org or call 02890-436400. In Scotland, Disability Scotland, www.disabilitysket.org.uk, gives guidance on free transport for people with disabilities. And for theatres, Access Scottish Theatre, www.accessscottishtheatre.com, gives a summary of venues.